Prologue.
I don't know. A little while ago, I tell my wife Martha I'd like to retire. Retire from what? She asks. All this, I say, indicating the space around me. The kitchen? No, just, you know, everything. If you retire, what will you do all day? I don't know. Sit around, listen to music, do a little writing. But that's what you do now. Oh, yeah. It's true. That is pretty much what I do now. Besides, we can't afford to retire. Oh, yeah, I say. I go back upstairs to my computer to research how much money it will take to retire. Most financial experts recommend retiring with enough money so that you continue to earn about 75% of your pre-retirement income. This is usually accomplished through a combination of pensions, Social Security, the sale of a home, dividends from investments, and finding a bag of money on the street. After running the numbers on various retirement calculators, I determine that if I need 75% of my average pre-retirement income to retire, I am off by about 73%. I go back downstairs. Maybe we should move. So you either want to retire or move, she says, chopping up some sort of vegetable I will soon pretend to enjoy for the sake of our children. Yeah. Where do you want to move? Copenhagen? In Denmark? Yes, I say. Copenhagen is one of the world's best cities to live. I know this because after researching how much money it would take to retire, I spent considerable time reading articles about the world's best cities to live. Copenhagen regularly scores quite high on these lists. Isn't Copenhagen cold? That's actually a popular misconception. Copenhagen is temperate the entire year. January gets a little nippy, but no, very temperate. Good schools, I add. Is that what you did all day? Read about Copenhagen? No. Did you work? Of course I worked. I got a lot done. Which is true, if you define getting a lot done as doing online retirement calculations, researching world's best cities to live, and spending 3 hours looking at photos of Britney Spears' ex-husband Kevin Federline. For some reason, I am mildly obsessed with Kevin Federline's weight gain, which has been substantial over the past few years. A former backup dancer, he now looks like he ate a backup dancer. I do not know why FKF, Fat Kevin Federline, holds such fascination for me. I've never met Kevin Federline and do not know anything about him as a person. But I project onto him all the worst fears I have for myself. Fear of wasted potential, fear of failure, of losing my family, of making terrible hair decisions. When I see those paparazzi images of FKF, sometimes sporting dopey cornrows, sometimes waddling across some anonymous poolside deck with beer in hand, I imagine a guy who does not know who he is, what he is supposed to be doing, or how he wound up in the unexpected circumstances of his own life. This is how I feel about myself 90% of the time. I imagine FKF handles his bewilderment with food, whereas I deal with mine by searching for answers online. Which is why I decided to take an online personality test to determine if there was another career out there, one that might better suit my temperament. The thing I was supposed to be doing the day Martha asked if I had gotten any work done was writing this book, a book I had been struggling with at that point for over a year. The book was so hard to write, I thought maybe I should give up. Maybe, I thought, I need a career change, and these online personality tests will help me discover a new, more satisfying profession. Maybe if I just put my trust in the mighty internet, all will be well.